two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds, 43 degrees. KSL's top story. Around 4:15 this afternoon, Governor Gary Herbert spoke from the state capitol.
All of us are facing different trials and challenges that are requiring us to in fact, sacrifice, to be more determined, to work together to see if we can't find a solution. And to that end, we put together the plan. We have Utah Leads Together, which is designed to actually help us get through these challenging times and get into better times. It's a process. It's going to take some time to do it.
And toward that end, the governor introduced the Stay Safe, Stay Home directive. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson joins us live with a recap of the address. Paul?
Or a stay-at-home order or anything specific like that. However, Governor Gary Herbert, he is introducing the initiative that he believes will have a big impact on slowing the spread of the virus. He says everyone will have to stay home as much as they possibly can, avoid large family gatherings and even visits with friends. Also, he says kids really shouldn't play in parks, even if they're by themselves.
Do not allow children on the public playground. That's a place where we can have enhanced transmission of the coronavirus. And so playground equipment and children playing there is a no-no.
Governor Herbert says state parks will be open, but only for people who live in that particular county. And people should avoid crowding the trailheads and public pools and fitness centers. They are off limits. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Paul. Judging from the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, there is a lot of confusion about the governor's address. And joining us live to help sort it out from the KSL main studio is Paul Edwards, the communications director for the Utah Coronavirus Task Force. Paul, thank you for taking the time to come into the studio. First of all, why did the governor opt against a stay-at-home order?
Well, that's... Jeff, first of all, thanks so much for letting us join you here today. And we really wanted to be able to put out something that brought Utahns together. And what the governor's directive does is brings together in one place very clear guidelines about what it means to actually have effective physical distancing, not just out and about, but even within our homes, within our workplaces, so that Utahns have in this one directive clear guidance. And the governor has asked that all of us do our part to stay at home so that we can stay safe.
But there is no stay-at-home order at this point. Would you rule out a stay-at-home order anytime in the near future?
What this does is it creates the conditions for all of us to understand how we're to behave at this time under the governor's directive. And the governor, and the distinction here, Jeff, I guess, is you're asking whether or not there need to be penalties in place in order for people to do the right thing at this time. And what the governor believes is that there's a tremendous amount of fear in the community already. There's fear of a life-threatening infection. There's fear of losing a job. And into that environment, does it make sense to introduce the fear of prosecution, to introduce the fear of those kinds of compliance with new laws and statutes that people don't understand. So government is most powerful when it's able to actually bring people together of their own free will without compelling them to do so, to do the right thing. And so don't misinterpret. We're not saying that those that have been asking for something that's more compulsory have any sort of, you know, that's a wrong way to go. We just are saying that at this point, we're seeing that Utahns are complying very well with what's been asked of them. But we've seen a little slippage and we've seen a little misunderstanding. And so we felt that the use of a directive that asks everyone in the state to comply by these and without a penalty, but under the directive of the governor, makes sense at this time.
The word directive is a strong word. It suggests that the government is making more than a strong suggestion. But really, the governor offered, for the most part, strong common sense suggestions.
That's right.
Avoid playgrounds. Don't go out to Sunday dinner. But at the same time, he said everybody should get takeout three nights a week. Can you square that for me?
Well, the idea is we are hopeful that on the other end of this urgent situation that we're in right now, that we'll be able to come into a stabilization phase for the whole community. And we have a number of businesses that are in a position to offer their services. And if they can do this and comply with the directives that we have here, to which are in agreement with what the CDC has in place for best practices for businesses to do, that people can make those kinds of choices. Now, one of the things that the directive is very clear about is that older individuals, those over 60, and also people that have other kinds of compromised conditions, the directive asks them not to go out. It says that they need to rely on other means for being able to do those kinds of things. So we do want to be able to support businesses in the community that are in compliance. Now, we are aware that there are people that have seen behavior sometimes in the workplace that raise concerns. And we are eager to get those eager to hear about those situations so that those can be addressed quickly. And we fully expect, with the other kinds of directives here, that businesses themselves will be very, very fastidious about complying with the very best health standards for their workers.
One thing that happens without a direct stay-at-home order, we avoid the entire discussion of which businesses are essential as they're grappling with in some other states. But we are seeing on the text line people asking, I'm over 60 years old. Am I still allowed to go to work? Most of us can't work from home. How do you answer a question like that?
We are asking that older workers be accommodated by their employers to find ways to be that we hope that the employers will be adaptive and innovate. We don't pretend that what this does is answers all the questions. That's not the intent of this. The intent of this is to heighten awareness of the need to stay at home, adapt to the new conditions that we have, and where questions come up, we're expecting people to use their very best judgment. And if there are questions where a call to the coronavirus hotline could make a difference, where they could get guidance that way, we would encourage them to do that. And what this does, Jeff, is it allows us to build into the system the kind of flexibility that allows for judgment at this time while we're all learning. I think you've seen over the last several weeks as things like social distancing have come into our parlance and actions, that we're all learning and adapting in ways that we were not, aware of before. We And so this gives us an opportunity to do this. And while we're doing this, we are going to be putting up a very robust data dashboard that will allow us to track very closely what's happening with the virus in the state. As we examine those numbers very carefully and how they affect things like capacity of hospitals, ICUs, access to PPE, and so on, we are in a position to reevaluate if we need to do something different. That kind of data will guide as we see, and what we're hoping to see is that as Utahns continue to do what they've done so well, which is to try to be very good citizens and follow these kinds of common sense guidelines, but also now this directive, that the transmission rate of COVID-19 will start to drop and that will allow us for ways to exit from this urgent phase. If it goes the other direction, if it goes to the other direction, Jeff, then we would be in a position to evaluate whether stringent, more stringent measures need to be taken.
Paul Edwards is the communications director for the Utah Coronavirus Task Force, talking about Governor Herbert's new Stay Safe, Stay Home directive. And we appreciate you coming on the air to talk with us. If things don't go as planned, is there a specific date at which this will be reviewed and they'll look at stronger measures?
So, Jeff, we literally will be reviewing this day by day. And what you can expect to see as we go forward is that the governor now will be we've had a daily afternoon briefing from our health department about the state of COVID-19. We've now set up a unified command in the Emergency Operations Center of the Capitol. And each day the governor will provide a briefing and bring forward what we're seeing in terms of data on a number of different fronts and be able to answer questions and concerns. So quite literally, Jeff, I guess you could say this is being evaluated daily. Our anticipation, of course, right now is that this is a two-week directive to stay at home so that you can stay healthy and stay alive.
Paul Edwards, we thank you so much for coming on the air. The governor's first effort is to appeal to Utah's better angels and our common sense with the Stay Safe, Stay Home directive. Thank you. KSL News Time, 541.
You don't have to put your remodeling dream on hold. You're home. And now that time can be more productive than you imagined. With 3-Day Kitchen and Bath, your dream can be completed in 3 days. Guaranteed. But here's the best part. You start online at 3daykitchen.com. That's the number 3, then daykitchen.com. Start your remodel right by requesting a virtual meeting. This allows the 3-Day pros to meet and greet you without actually getting together in person. So much can be done in these virtual meetings that you don't have to put your remodeling dream on hold. You've got the time, and now you have the means to start and complete a remodel in just 3 days. Kitchen, bath, both. Visit 3daykitchen.com or call 877-229-8829 and get details. Remember, that's the number 3, then daykitchen.com or call 877-229-8829. You're a click or call away from starting your next remodel. 3-Day Kitchen and Bath, helping you create dreams.
3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
Okay, it is spring. It's time for the spring cleaning. It's just part of the deal of being human. And we look at two projects. One is our home in Salt Lake City. The other is our home in Eureka. Now, in fairness to the great folks at Zero Res, we have wood floors in Eureka, but we have a lot of area rugs. I have actually brought them back to Salt Lake City. And then when we have them clean our home here, they clean the area rugs from Eureka. It's incredible what they do, the work they do, and the care they put into each and every job. I've mentioned this story before, but once we brought an old Oriental rug home, I had no idea after Zero Res had cleaned it how many colors and how vibrant it really was. I love what Zero Res has done for our family. And right now, they're going to make your spring cleaning so much easier. Only $33 per room to get your carpets cleaned. And when you clean 3 rooms, Zero Res is going to throw in the 4th room for free. So call now, 801-288-ZERO, or search online Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
Well, hello, it's me again. And I'll bet you're ready for spring and a green lawn again. I've got a tip. Don't spend a fortune hiring a lawn care company. Save some money and do it yourself. And here's how. Go to J&J Garden Center in Layton and purchase their simple, color-coded five-step fertilizer system that covers up to 10,000 square feet and will rejuvenate your lawn for just $139.98. And nobody beats J&J's price. So, for a lush, healthy, green lawn, come and try J&J Garden Center's five-step fertilizer system. I promise you won't regret it. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
Are you part of an organization that gives back to the community? If so, we want you to tell us about it. Go to UtahGivesBack.com and nominate your organization today. Tell us how you're making a difference in the lives of Utahns, and you could be featured on an upcoming Utah Gives Back story. Listen weekday mornings at 6:57 as we spotlight Utah organizations that give back. Utah Gives Back is presented by Select Health.
KSL News Time, 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the city of South Salt Lake is coming up with a plan to help people who've taken a hit to the wallet because of the coronavirus. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, Utahns are now looking at a stay safe, stay home directive, not a formal order from the governor, but an instruction to keep restricting your movements and physical distancing. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with rewards.
Once again, a nice drive on all the valley freeways, including I-15. A crash with possible injuries reported 2100 South at 300 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The weekend is here, but the temperatures remain cool. I'm Kevin Eubank.
43 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Help is on the way to millions of Americans out of work due to COVID-19. ABC's Andy Field says it's at the centerpiece of a $2.2 trillion economic relief bill that President Trump signed today.
The president says the now signed bill promises relief to millions of out-of-work Americans.
$300 billion in direct cash payments will be available to every American citizen earning less than $99,000 per year.
The bipartisan bill signed without the Democrats who helped negotiate more worker benefits. The president did not invite them to the ceremony. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The package also provides loans and other support to businesses that were economically impacted by the virus. The Navy hospital ship Mercy is now in the port of Los Angeles. It's taking on non-COVID-19 patients to leave the hospitals able to treat those who have the virus. Its sister ship, the Comfort, is expected to leave Virginia tomorrow and is due to arrive on Monday in New York City. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Utah Congressman Ben McAdams remains hospitalized. It's his seventh day in the hospital after being diagnosed last week with COVID-19. His wife, Julie, spoke today on Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry about the 4th District Congressman's condition.
We talk with Ben 3 or 4 times a day, sometimes more, sometimes short, and sometimes we have a little longer conversations. He had a couple pretty bad days midweek where he just really didn't have the energy to have a conversation. So we, you know, took turns talking to him and telling him how we're doing. But yesterday was a better day. And so it was nice to hear his spirits a little bit up and a little bit more energy. Unfortunately, his fever came back in the evening, so they're going to continue to keep him. We're anxious for him to come home, but of course grateful for the care he's getting at the hospital. And, you know, should something take a turn for the worse, he's where he needs to be.
Sounds like a rough situation for Ben McAdams in the hospital. Julie McAdams has a message for families of others who are hospitalized.
We're all experiencing the same thing, Ben. It's tough. You know, we can't talk to the person or can't visit the person in the hospital, and probably them, like me, are quarantined to our house. So thankfully, we all, I think, have access to technology that makes it so we can talk on the phone, maybe some FaceTime. And I think that's really important. I think it's lonely to be in the hospital and feel isolated there. So I think that daily contact with as many family members as possible is important. But they're also really tired there. So, you know, there have been times where we've called Ben to check in and he just, you know, doesn't fill up to talking. We hope some of those days are behind him, and I hope for the other people struggling with similar situations that our loved ones get better quickly and can get back home to us.
State health officials say about 10% of those who contract COVID-19 have required hospitalization. You've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 5:49. We have triple team traffic. And we're brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
Another day, not seeing any kind of changes in traffic patterns. In traffic patterns, southbound I-15, looking great downtown to Draper, as well as the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. Michelle?
Bankater Highway, as well as I-15 in Utah County. Just a little bit of slow appears to be approaching Summit Park if you're headed eastbound I-80. Steve?
Well, for those who are headed into Davis County, northbound I-15, wide open from downtown all the way up to Willard Bay. I-84, Highway 89, and Legacy all looking good. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check the 7-day forecast now. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, a nice looking day. Our storm went south, partly cloudy skies. Temperatures cool, though, only in the 40s. Tonight, lows will be in the 30s with partly cloudy conditions with a slight chance of some stray showers on Saturday, high of 49. 50s return on Sunday under mostly cloudy skies, partly cloudy skies in upper 50s for Monday, and then 60s return mid part of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 43 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 551.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone.
When it comes to internet for your business, which is more important? Speed? Reliability? Or security? What if I said you can have it all? Comcast Business gives you connectivity that goes beyond. We run on the nation's largest gig speed network, and we go beyond with automatic 4G LTE backup to keep your business up and running, even if the power goes out. And always on cybersecurity solutions that automatically update to help protect against phishing and malware attacks. No additional installation or updates needed. And it all starts on the nation's largest gig speed network. Comcast Business goes beyond with the extraordinary speed, reliability, and security your business needs. That's everything you want, all from a single provider. Make the switch. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
It's so green.
Exactly. Green.
At the beginning of every year, it's inevitable. You find yourself staring at your lawn and asking yourself the same old question. How am I going to do it this year? Do you really want to do it yourself? The answer?
Stewart's.
Stewart's.
And when you get 5 treatments, you get the 6th one free. So who's going to make your lawn green? Stewart's.
Green lawn. Weeds gone. StewartsLawn.com.
With Stewart's Lawn Care, you get Utah's number one local lawn care company and a lawn program that comes with a total satisfaction guarantee. If you see weeds or your lawn isn't green enough, send them a text and it's taken care of.
Yeah, let's see a bag of fertilizer do that.
And when you get 5 treatments, you get the 6th one free. So do you really want to do this all by yourself? Want a green lawn? Just log on.
Green lawn. Weeds gone.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
I'm here with Jay Broadbent from Alpine Home Medical. Jay, I hear your ads for CPAP resupply all the time. What do I need to do to just get that taken care of?
I can't tell you how many times I've heard this. It's really simple. We can set up your CPAP resupply program within a few minutes. We'll work out the insurance for you, and then we'll start mailing the supplies straight to your door.
So you set it up, you work out the insurance, and then you send this stuff to my door. That sounds pretty easy.
You're right, it is. We could set you up today and have you sleeping better in no time. You can even chat with a CPAP specialist online.
So you help me set up the account, you deal with the insurance company, and you send me my CPAP supplies. It is easy.
It is. Just visit us at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
You trust us for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the coronavirus with updates every half hour, plus breaking news the minute it happens. Listen on your Amazon Echo or Google Home device. Just say, listen to KSL News Radio or download the KSL News Radio app. Text the word app to 57500. Take us home with you. KSL News Radio.
We're watching Utah's money. This will be a relief. Major League Baseball players will continue to receive paychecks even if the season never starts. MLB says players won't have to worry about money during this stressful time. KSL Drive's Tesla's autopilot feature will soon be able to recognize traffic lights. It's a big development in the company's self-driving future. NASA is turning to SpaceX for help getting supplies up to the astronauts. SpaceX will load one of its rockets up and ferry supplies to the NASA Lunar Gateway spacecraft. On Wall Street today, investors, well, the reaction wasn't the expected one. The $2 trillion economic relief bill was approved by the House, and the Dow lost 915 points. Go figure. We closed the week at 21,636. The S&P lost 80 points. The NASDAQ composite fell 295. A new study shuts down a conspiracy theory about the coronavirus.
Gaining traction online, conspiracy theories claiming COVID-19 was engineered in a lab as part of a biological attack on the United States. That doesn't jibe with the evidence. An analysis first published in the scientific journal Nature Medicine concluding that the novel coronavirus is not a human creation because it does not share any previously used virus backbone. The researchers say COVID-19 is 96% identical to a coronavirus found in bats, but the mutation that made it so infectious has been seen as naturally occurring in other coronaviruses. Dave Packer, ABC News.